Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Fight back.
Listen to WS Radio. WS Radio, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Broadcasting live from the Escondido Charter High School studios, the WS Radio Team Network presents...
Hey guys, welcome back to Apple News Weekly, where we're talking about some pretty interesting Apple news, like a gunman in Virginia opened fire at an Apple store, and is the iPhone overheating because of global warming? We're going to have that, but we're going to continue with our the eye chainsaw right here on Apple News Weekly.
Yeah, the eye saw is, I guess it's supposedly not any bigger than a regular keyboard, and it's built with touch plastic and lightweight alloy to reduce the weight and make it compatible for office use. I'm not sure why you would want to be cutting down some trees in an office, but I guess you can now with the eye saw.
And they say that it's Mac and PC compatible.
It's very good.
And very it's good. Only $60, so... It's a pretty good deal for a chainsaw.
There's no discrimination with the eye saw.
All right. So the company, I'm really questioning the credibility of this device, because who would use a chainsaw with their computer?
Yeah, and I guess these people already kind of try to trick the blog community with another story that came out a few years ago, but, you know, I mean... I don't know. I just can't believe this. It's a little too weird for me. I mean, I would never spend $60 on it.
Yeah, I don't think it's really necessary either. I mean,
yeah, like, come on. It's a small blade. We have the pictures up at AppleNewsWeekly.com if you want to check those out. You know, it's smaller than a normal keyboard, so I don't know what you're going to be cutting down with that.
Yeah, definitely not going to be going out and chopping down your Christmas tree.
Maybe like tree branches?
Yeah, bringing your laptop along. Hey, let's go look for a Christmas tree. Bring her the laptop and the USB chainsaw.
You need a pretty long USB cable, though.
Definitely.
All right, man. So...
All right, how iPhone killed the Flip Minnow. All right, Quentin, take it away.
That is right. So if you're not aware what the Flip Minnow is, the Flip Minnow is a portable camera, you know, that records pretty good quality video, specialized for uploading to YouTube. Now, the iPhone did kill the iPhone. Sorry, the Flip Minnow
was killed by the iPhone because the new video feature on the iPhone 3GS. Now, the video didn't seem like it was going to have that much of a big impact on other brands, but apparently it's affecting at least the Flip Minnow.
Yeah, apparently YouTube has released a statement that mobile uploads, which you can upload video from that new iPhone, mobile uploads on YouTube have skyrocketed by 1,600%.
Yeah, and I think it's going to make the videos on YouTube even more sporadic than they already are, just because you can do things instantaneously. You can be...
Yeah, we could be talking in the studio and recording a video and uploading it to YouTube right now.
We could be, very possibly. Now, the Flip Minnow does have an HD version.
The Flip Ultra.
Oh, the Flip Ultra.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has HD, and that wouldn't be as... competitive.
Yeah, because the iPhone does not film in HD yet.
Yeah. That's the key word. Maybe the iPhone 4G.
Yeah,
4G. Or whatever they're going to call the next one. 3GST. I don't know. They'll come up with a cool name for it.
Yeah, and another reason why the iPhone killed the Flip Minnow is because the Flip Minnow is $230 and the iPhone is only $200. And, you can upload your video right to YouTube from your iPhone, and you have to plug this camera in, you know, to your computer and then upload it to YouTube.
Yeah, definitely. If you have the money for the contract and monthly, then I don't see why you would even bother with the Flip Minnow. You'd definitely rather just get the iPhone. I know I would. What do you think, Max?
Yeah, most definitely I would go with the iPhone, too.
All right. Looks like Taylor's sick.
Sorry about that, guys.
Just ignore his coughs. Let's move on to our other topic about the Apple Store employee being gunned down at the Apple Store.
in Arlington County, Virginia. It's right next to the Arlington Cemetery. I guess there was video footage of an unidentified gunman who on Friday shot an employee at the Apple retail store in Clarendon.
So the surveillance video shows the employee actually standing at the back door of the store at like the service entrance, and the gunman shooting an employee.
And the doctor there at the store helped out the employee until an ambulance and everything arrived. The employee was only 26 years old, and his status is serious but stable.
That's good news. I wonder what he was trying to get, you know? I guess he was trying to, like, steal a Mac because they're pretty expensive.
They are expensive, especially for the Mac Pro. That's probably the only thing worth shooting someone over, in my opinion. Quentin has a Mac Pro. Do you think it's worth shooting someone for?
Probably not.
No.
Yeah, no. Our producer says no.
Definitely a not from Mr. Tarr. All right. Apple spokesman Steve Dowling told the Post that Apple management was shocked by the senseless act of violence. Violence is senseless and very shocking all the time, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. There's not much info in this story. It doesn't say if this guy got arrested, did it?
No, they're still looking for him, actually. It says we're working with police to catch the person who committed this act. And, you know, just thoughts going out to the worker and her family.
Yeah, definitely. All right, guys, let's move on to our other topic, probably the most serious topic of the day.
Global warming.
And
the iPhone.
That is the warming of the globe. Apple is stating that, or actually, the new iPhone 3GS has problems with overheating, and Apple released a statement saying that they're blaming the overheating of the iPhone on global warming.
Lame. That's all I have to say.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The entire global warming, the whole planet's raised, I think, 0.25 degrees in the past 200 years. So if 0.25 degrees really makes the iPhone 3GS overheat, then it needs to be rebuilt so that it has an air conditioner or something, because overheating
like
because
fan.
Of whatever, you know. And even if global warming's happening, that's still a ridiculous excuse in my opinion. So on to some weird news. I guess United Airlines broke a musician's guitar, a Taylor guitar.
Yeah, very expensive.
$3,500 on this one guitar was broken. They are a band from Nebraska called Sons of Maxwell. And after American Airlines, or United Airlines, my apologies, refused to take responsibility for this act, Sons of Maxwell vowed to post videos, music videos that they're going to make. And they actually did. Quentin, what's some more info on this?
All right, so some more info is that this guy was traveling on a U.S. Airlines flight, and he actually saw the guitar being broken by one of the crew members, and he contacted United Airlines and asked them for a refund. You know, they refused to give him a refund for his guitar, and so what he did was he made a video, posted it on YouTube, and it has over... what is it? 1.5 million listeners or viewers already.
Which is incredible. I mean, that's a lot of views. And I actually watched it, and it was pretty entertaining. You guys should check it out.
Yeah, it's on AppleNewsWeekly.com if you want to check out that video. And just a little update on that story. Just a few hours ago, he actually did receive United Airlines did agree to refund Dave Carroll, the musician's $3,500 guitar.
That's good. Definitely would want them to refund my guitar if it got broken. All right, guys, thanks for listening. It's Apple News Weekly with our special guests Max and Quentin Berry, as well as me, Taylor Zaro.
AppleNewsWeekly.com.
Check it out.
You've been listening to the WS Radio Team Network, the next generation of radio, broadcasting live from the Escondido Charter High School. The new government stimulus package might be able to help you either complete a college degree or start a degree from scratch. Degree.com can help. Degree.com offers the top online programs in the country for associates, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degrees. Other government funding for veterans might also be available as well. With Degree.com, you can learn online while in your pajamas. Work at your own pace and on your own schedule. No need to waste time or money fighting traffic, driving to school, when your next college degree can be a click away. Plus, you can also earn your degree faster online. Having a college degree opens doors and provides new opportunities. Degree.com can help you move up at work, land a job in this challenging economy, or even start a whole new career path. Now there's no excuse not to finish that college degree or get the education you need to move up. You're most likely online now, so learn more at Degree.com. That's Degree, D-E-G-R-E-E.com, Degree.com.
Since the 1800s, the serenity and calm of Lake Geneva has soothed the minds and inspired the hearts of visitors from all over the world. You too can experience a sense of renewal, recharge your batteries, spend time laughing with friends, bonding with family or co-workers, or just, well, just be. Lake Geneva Retreat is one of the best-kept vacation secrets in the world. From the moment the sun rises, the treasures of Lake Geneva will be right at your fingertips. Rent a boat, take a stroll, immerse your soul with the true beauty of the landscape. And the lake is as beautiful at night as it is during the day. Our outdoor-indoor pool, award-winning golf courses, and workout room help you renew and reconnect. Visit us at LakeGenevaRetreat.com. That's LakeGenevaRetreat.com. Peaceful days, peaceful nights in Wisconsin on the lake. We look forward to your stay.
If you pay for packaging materials, we have a great way to save you money each month. Produce your own packaging supplies. You heard right. Stop buying bubble wrap and peanuts and start making your own bubble wrap with the new Bubble Pack machine. It fits on a tabletop and produces six different bubble wrap sizes with the push of a button. See for yourself with our streaming video at bubblepackmachine.com and use our new cost savings calculator. Just enter in how much packaging material you purchase each month and what you pay per item, and the cost savings calculator will show you how much of your own money you'll be keeping each month. In addition to the cost savings, we can also save you time and storage space. No need to waste valuable storage space on bulky packaging material. Many of our clients thank us for giving them their garage back. See for yourself. Log on to bubblepackmachine.com. bubblepackmachine.com.